That's all.
Hi, Matt. Hi. So you guys are both there, and you got me on speakerphone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you did have a chance to take a look at the email then, right?
I did personally, but let me show my brother here.
Okay.
But I would like you to kind of go over what you what you're offering, I guess, for our, everything that's in that price.
Yeah, sure, exactly. So the email has the platinum package kind of as the suggested package for you guys. I think it's perfect for covering, you know, Clark County, covering your service area. It is a real budget-friendly way to do that. So it's kind of a comprehensive package that includes both marketing your business on Google and Bing for people who don't know who to call, but they're doing an active search for your keywords or for your services, anything related to the electrical work that you guys provide. You'll be one of the top options that people will see on that first page. And of course, you'll get calls directly to you. So kind of put yourself right where people are looking in the exact moment that they need someone who can do what you can do. Of course, Facebook ads work a little bit differently. That's kind of good advertising because, I mean, people aren't going on Facebook necessarily to look for anything in particular. And when they see your ads as part of their stream, if they scroll past it, it costs you nothing. If they click on it, it costs my company like 20, 22 cents, 25 cents maybe per click. There's actually $100 of Facebook ads included in that that platinum package. So you're looking at about 400 clicks per month for the Facebook ads. I was able to reduce the cost of it. The website's got it listed at $599 with a $299 setup fee. So I did everything I could, talked to my supervisor. I've actually got it down to $249, so not $599, but $249 a month, so more than 50% off. And then reduce the setup fee as much as I could from $299 down to $50. So the first month would be $299. That's with the website included. Every month after that is $249. And then the building, hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. Multiple directories that are important to Google and that also work as a standalone on their own. So things like Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, of course, Google and Bing, Apple Search as well. The calls come to you. I know you guys have the Angie leads. That's a very different service. This is nothing like that. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead or getting the same lead your competitors get. Like I said, we're just going to make sure that people who need your services are able to find you and call you. You won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call your business. But that's actually a good thing. You're going to get calls from people who will look at the website first, make kind of a conscious, informed, educated decision. So the ones that do call you are calling you directly, calling you specifically, pretty much calling you because they want to hire you for your services.
Right.
You bet.
The one thing I think you guys will like, it is month to month. So obviously it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. You'll also get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to see pretty inclusive, extensive reports, but easy to understand and follow how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search, etc. Now, of course, everything has the click-to-call feature, so your potential customers will be calling you directly most of the time. The website will also have a contact form so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to maybe come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you're always alerted. You always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate. So again, not like a lead-based service that might vary depending on how many leads you get or how much each lead costs. You'll always know exactly how much it bills. It would be, like I said, $299 the first month, $249 every month. You keep it after that. It is kind of a promotional rate for a very young company, but it's not an introductory rate, so it's not ever going to balloon up on you. It's kind of more of an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger companies. Although there are no long-term contracts, we know that our clients do keep the service because it works, and we want to make it affordable for you. It is an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that. You're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it is just that flat amount. Did you guys have any questions for me at this point?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty... pretty comprehensive package, but for you guys, it's about as easy as it can be. I mean, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, and as long as you answer the phone and talk to the people calling you. Is it just the two of you doing the work, or do you have any help?
Just the two of us.
Okay. Perfect. And it's and like I said, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, and it's definitely not designed for companies that are absolutely struggling and starving for work, but getting those calls directly to you will even allow you to pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And is it residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys have a preference of one over the other? You kind of like the mix as it comes?
Commercial.
Prefer commercial. I'll put that in the notes.
Yeah.
And then are you using the Angie leads? I mean, it is still Home Advisor powered by Angie, and it really is kind of geared more towards homeowners. Are you getting commercial leads too from that service?
No, we're kind of just taking what we can get right now. We would prefer commercial.
Okay.
I think
that's got it.
You know, we're not going to say no.
Sure.
If it's
of course. So commercial preferred, but of course you'll do residential work too. And then are you still using that service, the Angie Leads? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah.
How do you like that service overall?
Expensive.
I mean, it's kind of hit or miss, right? I mean, it's just kind of set up that you can't always get the job, but you always pay for the lead. So it can get kind of pricey, but it is a shared lead system. So, of course, you know, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you all do still pay for that lead. Now, there's not any direct conflict with that service and being a top option on the first page of Google. In fact, a lot of my clients do have some form of lead-based service, or maybe did when they started, whether it's the one that you've got or something like Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack. Really what varies with them is, you know, how many of your competitors will get the same lead, and, of course, how much each lead your leads cost. A couple of things are different. With Angie's, I think you pay for the lead, not just whether you get the job or not, but whether you even talk to somebody or not. If you open up the details of the lead, you kind of have to pay for it or try to dispute it. Some of those other services, you have to actually speak with somebody about your services before they'll charge you for a lead. But like I said, you don't have to stop using it, although a lot of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they are happy to scale back on their leads, either pause them more often, cap them at a lower amount, or you know, a lot of my clients will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether.
Yeah, I wish that'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys are brand new. You're willing to take on the work. You're looking to get, you know, phone calls and things like that. I think this is a great way to go. I mean, you know, Google it, right? I mean, it's what we say. It's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, you know, let's be honest. You guys just have not really been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor, but every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services down the road or recommend you to friends and family. And of course, you're reaching a much larger target audience. Not everyone uses Angie Leads, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing as well. You'll be listed there. Any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even that have internet access, voice activated searches, whether it's Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course Siri on a smartphone. And you guys are ready to take on the work. Like I said, it's a flat rate. Being that it's month to month and it is that flat rate, especially since I was able to get my supervisor to include that website, is that something you guys want to try, give it a shot, and let us kind of get your phone ringing and earn your business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Stellar Power CO, right? Stellar Power Company. You want that in part of the branding of the business? It looks like you've got that in the logo. Now, the phone number that we are speaking on now, is this the business number? Is this the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah.
Okay, so the 564-653-8081, is it also like a smartphone? Can you receive a text message? Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get text messages and an email. Now, as far as the email goes, I do have Matt's email, kind of a personal email, first name, last name, at stellarpower.com. So it's really not a personal email. Would you guys want that email to be listed on the website, too, for people to see?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And
perfect.
Derek is Derek Hallberg at Stellar Power.
Derek as well. Is that D-E-R-E-K or?
D-E-R-E-K, yeah.
D-E-R-E-K. Same last name, at Stellar Power CO. And then is there a separate number for Derek or a secondary number?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the number?
564-241.
Okay.
0029.
So I've got 564-241-0029. 564-241-0029. Okay, gotcha. The other thing I wanted to ask you guys, your business is service-based, meaning that you always go to the customer. No one ever does come to you. So there's not, like, any physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom or anything like that that we would be promoting for the business?
No, nothing that needs promoted anyways. We're right now, but...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. I mean, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment and tools, if you don't have customers come to you, though, Google doesn't want to list a physical address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. The Angie's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
That sounds good to me. I don't know.
Yeah. The Angie's profile, though, has the 25614 Northeast 350th Way. Is that a residence?
Yeah, that's my house.
It is your house. Okay. Yeah, definitely we don't want to list that physical address. We don't want people to know that or try to drive out there. And then is it all of Clark County, or are there any other cities or zip codes you'd want to include in your service area?
Yeah. Clark County, Calhoun County.
Okay.
Lewis County.
Okay. Perfect. So we're going to schedule a client interview for a little later on today if you guys are available. It could be with either of you or with both of you, but that's where we're going to kind of want to dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know what's unique about the business itself, if you want to be, you know, branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, we'll talk to you about where you want to be found. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where you want to be found, for especially for the commercial work. So I'll be taking a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. And if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do what is required of me as a Google partner. Our company, we do have to read a voice verification, which gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, that we're including the website at no additional cost, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
You bet. Sounds good.
Okay. And then since I've got you both on the phone, either of you or both of you can answer the questions. Like I said, they're pretty straightforward. Give me just a quick second here. How to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Dollar Power Co.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Derek Halberg and partner.
Okay, so Derek, as a partner and co-owner of Stellar Power Co., you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
Okay, and just for the record, I have your brother Matt on the phone as well. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a silly question, but we have to ask it just to make sure that you're not using a card you found off the street or borrowed from a friend without letting them know. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can contact you. We do specifically for that reason request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Do you guys agree to that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah. As long as you answer the phone, I think you guys are going to like the service quite a bit. And it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, it is month to month, and we are already aware of the Angies. Also, like I said, there's no conflict there, but you can stop using that service if you like. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, we will always make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure not all of that information is accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the setup fee reduced, the service fee reduced, with the website included at no additional cost, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 1st of August, in the total amount of $299.00. That $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. There are no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. My company will incur the hard cost of incurring the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included in that $249, which will be the reduced price. I'll get to that in a second. And also in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew on the first of the month at the further reduced rate of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is a fixed rate that will never go up. It is, of course, offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. That means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary. You could do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Wahlberger or Hallberger, is simply because we're closed on the weekend. Derek and Matt, do you guys understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you guys?
Visa.
A Visa? Is it the business name? Matt or Derek's name or both, or how does the card name appear?
It'll be Derek's card.
Derek. And then, Derek, is there any middle initial on that particular card, or is it just first and last?
Derek S. Halberg.
Do you say S like Sam or F like Frank?
S is in Sam.
Okay. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
One sec. What? Remember? Huh? Yeah. Thank you.
And then I'm sorry, did you guys say that was a MasterCard or a Visa, Amex or Discover?
We're looking at Better Business Bureau.
Oh, yeah, that's a terrible place to look for us. Yeah, our reviews on the BBB are pretty terrible. We do still maintain an A-plus rating. I'm not sure why our only a handful of bad reviews are populating there. But if you look for us on Google, we have over 500 five-star reviews. And we have almost 800 reviews, or maybe even over 800 reviews now. We've been around since 2004. You know, there are some people that aren't happy with our service, but the vast majority of the people that give our service a try actually love the service and do quite well with it. I think any business that has been around for a while will unfortunately have bad reviews, but most of our clients love our service.
Well, we'll give it a shot for 1 month. How's that sound?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I ever ask. I mean, I don't always say it because it sounds pretty corny, but if all you do is give us, you know, 1% of your faith and trust and then the first month to earn the rest, I'm pretty sure you'll keep the service long term. I've been with the company myself for over 10 years, but as a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than 10 years. Like I said, we'll celebrate our 19th anniversary later on this year. So we've got clients that have been with us 15, 16 years and love the service. And then I did want to schedule the follow-up call. Is that going to be with both of you guys or one of you guys for that client interview?
Same phone number. It'll probably end up being both.
Okay. And then, let's see. I could probably get you in at 11 o'clock if that would work for you. And if not, there's a 1 o'clock... one spot at 2, and then also 3 o'clock. So 11 o'clock, 1, 2, or 3. It's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half an hour. So it would get to you about maybe 5, 10 minutes after the start of the hour, take about a half an hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. So which of those times do you think would work best for you guys?
Derek, what do you think? Well, sounds like that's a good one. Let's just go with 11.
You say 11?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be scheduled from 11 until noon. Like I said, the call would get to you somewhere in that one-hour window, usually about 5 minutes after the start of the hour. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to our client interview technician, answer any questions you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might already be on a call when they're ready. But if I am on a call, they will call you on their own. They'll have the file, and they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. There's not enough time for our automated system to send you a reminder an hour prior. But in just a minute here, I'll just send you a calendar invite to your email just as a reminder for your record. You don't have to respond to it. But we do have that call scheduled at 11 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the name on the card that I have is Derek S. Hallberg, and then if you wanted to read that, I'll read it back at the end for accuracy.
Yep. You need the card number, correct?
Yes, correct.
4287.
Mm-hmm.
3301.
Yes, sir.
0350.
Okay.
2842.
And then the expiration month and year?
7/26.
07/2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
855.
So I have 855, 855 on the back. I've got July or 07/2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4287-3301-0350-2842.
Yep.
Okay. And then for that particular card, does it bill at the 25614 Northeast 350th Way, or is it a different address?
P.O. Box.
It's a P.O. Box? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the P.O. Box number?
825.
825?
Yep.
Okay. And is the zip code, though, still 98675?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. All right, so in about a minute here, you guys are going to receive a confirmation email. That confirmation email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you guys will receive the confirmation email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. The invoice email has a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. I do have that client interview scheduled for 11 o'clock. Just in case I'm not on that call, or, well, I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security here on the account, just a security question and answer. Anyone who calls us, and at this point we're just expecting either of you, but if you guys call us, we'll still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City.
City? And then what is the answer?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland? Okay. So I'm going to type it in twice. You're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yep, I got the email.
Okay, perfect. So the email, and then you will receive others, but I'm glad you have not yet. But the email that we need you to see is the one that you've gotten, the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We attach your invoice below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms, and if you click on that blue click here, it's hyperlinked, and it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization and the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, of course, pretty much everyone's main focus is Google. It's our main focus as well, but almost 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google, so we'll mirror your content on Bing. Of course, we want you to have those opportunities and those phone calls as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories. You can opt out of some if you don't want them. We are doing the Facebook ads. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in the name as it appears there. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. It does have the middle initial of S, but not a period after the S. But once you've got Derek S. Hollaberg in that box, just click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, we've reduced the cost of the setup fee, etc. It will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yep, I see it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing it is coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system, and the automated system thinks that you are, in fact, trying to access your tracking system now. It also thinks your tracking system is already active, neither of which is true. But we will do the client interview, and then we'll create the content for there to be something to track. In the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's totally fine. I can give you the username because that's already been created and it cannot be changed. Lucky it's easy to remember. It's the number that we're speaking on. Area code is included, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just 564-653-8081. That will be the username. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include that username. You can send anything and everything to that email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. But when we do the client interview in the 11 o'clock hour, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. The calendar invite that I'm sending out to you right now, it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it's going to have actually Matt's name on here, but I've got you both on here as authorized points of contact, meaning that either of you guys can call us, and of course, if we reach out to you, we'll be able to speak with either of you guys. I've got both of you down here with the email addresses as well and both phone numbers. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, hopefully I'll be ready to give you a call within the next hour or when our technician is ready. Hopefully I'll be on that call. If not, I did want to say thanks again. I welcome the opportunity to get this going for you. I'm actually looking forward to getting that website going and getting your phone ringing and, you know, kind of earning your business 1 month at a time.
Awesome.
All right. Derek and Matt, I appreciate both of you. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon. You guys have a great day.
I'm good. Thanks.
You too, Paul.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.